we have Lisa. Okay. Can all commissioners see and hear? And if so, give me a thumbs up. All right. Can all members of the public see and hear? And if you're photo showing, just give me a thumbs up also. All right, there we go. All right. This meeting is being recorded once President Murphy asked me to call the roll. If Kate, you are here, as well as give permission to record by verbally stating, here, permission to record. Lisa?
Okay. I call the April 6, 2021 special board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and make the time. It is 6:47. Mr. Colby?
Present.
Mr. Ludden?
Here, permission to record.
Mr. Underdunk?
Here, permission to record.
President Brooks?
Here, permission to record.
And Commissioner Warren is not here tonight.
Okay, it is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. I don't know or see if anyone else is on.
We're good.
So, we're good? Okay,
yep.
Very good. So we will move immediately now to discussion on action items. Lisa Shepherd and Chris Liner will lead the discussion.
Excellent. Actually, I'm going to throw it right over to Chris. Chris,
excellent.
Here? There he is.
Okay. I'm here.
All right, go for it.
Thank you. So for tonight, we have two action items to vote on. We have the baseball infield improvements and maintenance bid, and we have the Boney Beach Stair Access bid. So first up is the field improvement bid. So this is a little bit different than how we've structured the maintenance of athletic fields in the past. Typically in the preseason, we have a certain list of maintenance tasks that we take care of, items such as feeding the dugouts, edging and trimming the baselines, grooming the clay itself, adding clay to the home plate area and mound, seeding, aerifying, fertilizing. So this is a little different because with the extremely heavy use that we've seen on our field in the last 3 years in particular, most of all for Lynn, when we looked for a contractor to support us in taking out the infield sod and replacing it with large, big roll, thick cut sports field sod. So basically it's going to give us a nice facelift, improve playability, and get that field up to the B-plus level that we previously discussed in February. So the exciting thing about this is GBA has partnered with us to help fund the improvements, so they have offered to fund 30% through their own fundraising arm. So today's bid of $29,575 represents GBA paying $10,000 towards that. So, are there any particular questions about the baseball infield improvement?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. These folks from Fishers, Indiana, that's down near Indianapolis, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do they come all the way up here from Indianapolis?
Yes, so they are, that's a regional office, so they have different like satellite work groups. So they're working hard to break into the Illinois market, in particular the North Shore, because there's just significant investment in athletic fields up here. So it's likely that they'll probably be sending a crew and staying in a hotel and working on 4 or 5 projects in a short period.
Okay. Do they do any other work for other park districts around here that you know of?
They have. We did reference checks. If they turned out, it was just fine.
Good job on getting a buy-in from GBA. I think it's a very good... it sends a very good message all around that they're invested in this improvement as well. So I think that my thinking is just that I have to rely on staff's expertise in this because I just know nothing about turf or clay or any of the rest of it. So if I know you've done your research, if you feel this is something that brings it to a B-plus level, that's good.
Thank you. You know, and Commissioner Brooks, President Brooks, excuse me, I look at this as starting to build a relationship with GBA at the small level and showing that we can have successes at something at this level and then, you know, potentially we build from there for larger fundraising opportunities.
I would agree. Does anyone have any other thoughts on this or are we ready to move on?
Well, it's kind of a big picture thing, but as we've done some wonderful enhancements to the park, more and more we're going to have to be spending money on maintenance. We're not, fortunately, dealing with a lot of that right now, but down the line, it's going to be a big problem.
I agree.
Well, yeah, as we prove it, people are using our athletic fields and our playgrounds more, and especially with the pandemic, we have seen a large increase of use of our parks, so that, you know, necessary maintenance to keep it up to a certain level is required.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Next one, Chris.
Thank you.
Sure. So next up we have the North Beach Access Stairway bid. So we actually got two really good bids on this project. So we went into the bid process with a construction phase placeholder at 265. So we got two very nice bids far under that mark. The lowest qualified bidder was Martim Construction. So you may remember Martim is the company that missed out on Talk Park by $750. And they previously completed the Schumann Overlook project for us. So they were very motivated to work with us again and gave us a very tight bid. You know, this is a project just based on the area, the bluff, that we are, you know, planning on holding a significant contingency going into the project because, you know, we don't know what we're going to unearth. I mean, we've done all of our due diligence as far as, you know, mapping topography, soil boring, those kind of things, but there's still some surprises lurking for us here. So I feel really confident about the base bid, but I definitely am glad that we have some wiggle room in case we run into anything.
Okay, any questions for Chris?
Yeah, Chris, anything at all with Martim in the previous work?
Nope, none whatsoever.
Have we ever used Integral?
We were using Integral on Cock Park. Yeah, so we got two competitors who really wanted the job. So
if you if they both came in at the exact same amount, who would you pick, Martim or Integral?
Well, I would say based on the fact that I had worked with Martim previously, I would choose Martim.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. If there are no other comments, are we ready now to move on to the action items?
Yes, you can do. Yep.
Anything else? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the lowest responsible bidder, Advanced Turf Solutions of Fishes, Indiana, for a total base bid of $29,575 as presented.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Covey?
Approved.
Commissioner Lennon?
Approved.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Approved.
President Brooks?
Approved. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the lowest responsible bidder, Martim Construction of Elgin, Illinois, for a total of $175,404 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Colby?
Approved.
Mr. Ludden?
Yes.
Mr. Underdog?
Yes.
Approved. President Brooks?
Approved. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move then to other business. Lisa Shepherd will present information.
We have no other business.
Okay. Then I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Colby?
Approved.
Mr. Ludden?
Approved.
Mr. Underdunk?
Approved.
President Brooks?
Approved. Motion passes.
All right.